The USDA contract with the company that processes SNAP payments at farmers markets has ended. And while New York has come up with a stopgap measure until the end of the season, farmers markets that were not yet online are left on hold. Such is the case for the Poughkeepsie Waterfront Market, which is operated by the Mid-Hudson Children's Museum. I spoke with Museum Executive Director Laura Litchfield-Kimber about what's next.
It's my understanding there are 350 other markets just like us waiting to come online that were told you would get the free swiper and free transactions and free tokens, only to be told you can't get be brought online this year. And what that's done to our market...
In New York.
Yeah. And what's difficult is we've been promising our farmers foot traffic, and without being able to say we have SNAP recipients coming, you know, we've lost vendors over it because our foot traffic hasn't been where it's needed to. And when you're a new market, that's a really vulnerable time period.
The Poughkeepsie Waterfront Market began last year, and it intended to provide access to fresh produce and other products for low-income residents. Recently certified as a SNAP market, it now cannot process payments. Litchfield-Kimber found a way to process SNAP transactions with MVP Healthcare's financial help.
We have figured out a workaround, but it's a very expensive one for us. And most farmers markets do not have the luxury of what it is that we're doing, which is we're renting our own swiper. We're paying 15 cents per transaction for SNAP transaction, and then we have to buy our own tokens.
That plan was supposed to be up and running July 30th, the day U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand visited the farmers market to demand an investigation into the SNAP benefits processing issue.
Today we have a swiper, and it does not work.
So
it literally arrived at 8:30 this morning. It took us saying, we have a U.S. senator coming to our market today. Can you make sure? And it was like rush delivery. But it's like everything takes so long, which is part of why it's so incomprehensible that there wasn't a backup plan in the government, because everybody knows that everything takes so long. We had to put in a new wireless network here. I mean, we had to do a lot of infrastructure stuff just to take this old school swiper. And it was all at the expense of the museum. Most farmers markets don't have a prayer if they're looking at those kinds of costs.
Wait, each vendor have a swipe, or is there one swiper
that
they would accumulate?
No, the way SNAP works, and it's a great system. We have a main booth over for the market, and if you have an EBT card, you can go up and tell us how many dollars worth of benefits, basically how much money you want to spend today. It can be $2, it can be $20, and you swipe it, and then you get tokens in exchange for that, and you use the tokens the same as cash, and at the end of the market, the farmers come to us, and we pay them out in cash. And so basically then after the fact, behind the scenes, we request a reimbursement from USDA. That's when the system works flawlessly.
This will be up and running as you want.
It will be by next Monday, or someone's, I'm going to go to Washington myself. I mean, I was talking with Senator Gillibrand, Senator Schumer, and Congressman Maloney on this. I went straight to the top because I have those connections because of the Children's Museum. And I wasn't afraid to use them. but I also have to say, I did not expect this to be something outside of New York. My question to them when I called them originally was, I was just certified to be a SNAP market. That's a federal designation. And I'm being prohibited from being able to implement it, but I'm still responsible for it. So how does that work? I need your help. And it was from that, then all of a sudden people started making calls and calling me. And then the story got bigger and bigger, and they realized this was a nationwide problem. That, you know, that there was a built-in fragility to the system because there wasn't a backup plan for what happens after this first mobile processor works. I mean, because all the farmers markets now are moving to this mobile processing that does everything, all of the transaction fees, everything all in one. So it's kind of like using a Square or some sort of a tablet, you know, device. And that's much easier because you don't need to have a hardwired pavilion with electrical or anything.
So are you in charge of the farmers market?
Yeah.
It's
a program of the Mid-Hudson Children's Museum.
Okay, thank you.
So we have three areas of focus. We have health, we have school readiness work, and that's when we were working with inner city pre-K families, and we were hearing that they didn't have access to food. Our other initiative is health and wellness, and we're like, kids can't learn if they're hungry, and parents don't, they're trying to do the right thing, but they have the option of fast food or feeding their kid out of a corner store bodega, because otherwise if they don't have a car, they have to use bus fare to get out. I mean, it's just this perfect storm here. We're in one of the worst urban food deserts in the country. I had no idea, but our neighbors, I mean, we have low-income housing down the street and behind the museum.
they don't have access to fresh food without this.
It took us 3 months to get certified to be a SNAP market because we're the first children's museum in the entire nation to do this. And they're like, what do you mean, children's museum? Market? What are you? Who are you? They practically needed to have my firstborn, you know, just to prove who I was, you know, because, and I get it, you know, the fraud of benefits is a really big deal nationwide, and so they want to be careful. So we went through every single step the way the USDA asked us to become certified. And so when we got it, it was this big, you know, happy dance right after the 4th of July just to be shut out still.
It's so new.
It was so crazy. And we're like, what are you talking about? Because once you get certified for SNAP, you turn to your state's Farmers Market Federation, and they're like, we can't bring you on. And we're like, what are you talking about? And that's where they're like, we don't even know what's going on. So it was literally as it happened. And so we didn't expect to be pulled along and be so central in this story, but we are.